If you are a follower of Jesus Christ and living with integrity, you can expect to be slandered. Someone who doesn't like you, maybe jealous or feels threatened by you, they'll twist the facts to make you look bad. They think that by ridiculing you, it will make them look better. Jesus told his followers they would be hated by unbelievers. He said, "I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you." John 15:19-20. But he also said that persecution can come from religious people. In John 16, Jesus said, "They will make you outcast from the synagogue, but an hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think he is offering service to God." You know, sometimes the religious crowd can be harder on his disciples than unbelievers in the world. The Apostle Paul tells us that if we will experience a deeper walk with God through the fellowship of his sufferings, we will be blessed. No one in their right mind goes searching for ways to experience pain. No one wants to suffer. In fact, we usually avoid it at all cost. Yet as we seek to know God in a more intimate way, the forces of hell are unleashed upon us through evil people who hate us. Can you imagine how Jesus must have felt when he walked in total obedience to his Father, yet he constantly was hated and slandered throughout his ministry? The fellowship of his sufferings. Folks, you can't understand and grow in that by reading books. No, it takes suffering. How are you going to react to it? Here's four suggestions. Number one, keep your integrity. If you're blameless, don't take the bait and react in an ungodly way. Number two, remain silent before your accusers. Now, I'm not talking about if you're falsely accused of a crime. In that case, you got to speak up. But if you answer a fool, you'll be like him yourself. Number three, draw near to God. And number four, rejoice because your reward is great in heaven. Think about it.